Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. All of them are available on the Audacy app.
And you spell that A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Of course you do. Amber? Oh, wait, you're going to tell us something about her. Yai. Go ahead. Sorry, Yai.
I'll just leave.
No, go ahead. I forgot. I just got excited.
We're going to help Amber with a breakup.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I need help breaking up with my friend.
Oh. I was so excited at first.
You wanted her to be going through a breakup?
You like breaking up with people?
I want to help someone.
Oh.
No.
But you're breaking up with a friend. Why?
Yeah, so we've been friends since college, and, you know, we were always very close.
Okay.
But over the last couple years, she's just been so hard to hang around. Like, she has a really successful career. I'm happy for her. But it also makes her a bit narcissistic, and she has to be the center of attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's always, like, one-upping everyone's stories. She has to make everything
God,
about
that's
herself.
That's got to be awful.
Yeah, we don't know anyone like that.
Oh, and here's the worst part. We go out to nice restaurants. She's constantly sending food back to the kitchen.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Does she have an allergy?
No.
Oh,
it's just quote-unquote like, wrong?
Oh, the chicken doesn't taste right. Oh, the vegetables are a little too soft. Oh, she's constantly making things about her, and it's embarrassing. It's rude.
Oh, that's
brutal.
She's the, like,
guys have to admit, even though you were taking your little shot there, I'm not that.
No, you're not like this at all.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you're not successful.
No, and also
like your friend. Oh my
gosh!
Wow! Is that what you meant?
Almost exactly what she meant.
Totally.
What are you doing, bro?
I don't know. I'm kind of mad you just skipped over my part. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I just got I just get the phone and I grab the person
right.
And I'm like,
very successful.
Okay, it was just like sense memory. I just went through. So. I have to ask you this, Amber, because this has come up in different OPPs lately, and it's starting to be something I think about. Do you think she's getting worse, or is this something that you just started to notice? And now,
I think she's getting worse because our other friends have noticed too, and we're all kind of dreading seeing her.
But you're going to tell me that in college she wasn't a little bit like. The thing about
she
it
wasn't
is
like this until she started becoming successful. She was actually fun to be around before, and now it's like it's just draining. I come home and I'm like, why did I even go out tonight with her? You know?
But like a broke college kid isn't going to be like, this chicken tastes bad. It's going to be like, give me more because I have no money.
But I'm just going to say, as the guy in the room who's been twice divorced, I loved both of my wives. But then when there's a breakup coming, then all of a sudden, have they always chewed that loud?
Right.
Have they always been this late for everything? Mm. Have they always styled their hair like that?
Oh my God.
Like you just start nitpicking. And I'm wondering if a little bit of this is on Amber. And now they're just all, and now she, well, you all just start to like.
I don't know if it matters. At the end of the day, Amber is like,
you're right.
Hey, I don't really want to be friends with this person anymore. I don't feel good when I hang out with them. That's that.
Okay, then what are you asking? Do you want to know if you got to tell her?
Well, yeah, because I keep making excuses, and I can't make excuses forever, right? I just know, hey, we're not, she's not good for my energy right now. And, you know, there's although also we have a couple mutual friends, and some of them are also feeling that way, too. So, like, do I owe her a conversation? Can I just, like, slow fade out and ghost her?
This is or, so, like, I have slow faded a friend very similar to this. And I'm not, like, super proud of that. Because I'm wondering if a conversation would have helped her in the long run with other people, even if I don't think you can kind of like help them and then you stay friends because you just told them something they don't want to hear.
I mean, they might.
But that's kind of the job of a friend.
Yeah.
But you're excusing yourself from that job. So it's like,
right.
Do you owe them anything on your way out?
But also, Amber, you guys, you've been friends since college, you said. So you were at a different point in your life. Now you're at this point in your life. Is there any hope that life's this long journey?
The ebb and flow.
And she'll settle into her boots a little more? That's probably not a saying, but...
Absolutely.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, do I stick it out because we have so much history together? You know, there's that.
Yeah, like, is it worth... Because I'm sure I can look back on times in my life and go, I wasn't the same person that I am now.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm glad people stuck with me.
Well, here's what I want to do. I think there's plenty of people who've like weeded their toxic garden. Mm-hmm. And at that point, what do you owe the people who you are weeding? Do you just pull the weed and put it in a trash bag? Or do you have to tell the weed why they're a weed? 303-222-5423. You can call or text. It sounds to me like you're committed, though.
To weeding.
You're done.
So here's the thing, that conversation part, I don't know if she'd even be open and receptive to it. I don't think she would get it.
Cause she is pretty like self-centered.
Yeah.
But even a narcissist, if you're saying Amber, you and all of her other friends are feeling the same way, as soon as two or three people have the conversation, I feel even a narcissist will, you don't think?
No.
A true blue narcissist won't go, oh my God. If enough people call me a horse, I should buy a saddle? Like,
no, they're going, well, if I'm a horse, then I'm going to step on you. That's also not a saying.
Maybe she should settle into her boots.
I really believe like true narcissists are going to go, well, something's wrong with all of you then.
For real?
Yes. And
so the thing you weeded was like one, that.
True narcissists are going to say, you guys are just jealous.
Yes, exactly.
So then just fade this bee. Like, I don't...
That's what I was thinking.
But maybe she's not a true narcissist.
Mm-hmm. It could be, like, fake ego.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, chill.
Is there anything, too, like, those type of personality traits can help you be successful? I don't think you need to be that way to be successful. But if she is, like, a high-powered job, is it, like...
100%.
Your only thing.
Not in this business. We're doormats. But, like...
I was pointing at you.
Man...
I'm kidding. You're not a narcissist, because if all three of us came to you and were like, hey, man... You're being a D-bag?
Yeah, I would,
you would
immediately
be like,
what? You would just watch my carcass falling 11 stories.
Okay, well, that's dark.
Amber, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. So hang on. Don't move. I still feel, I'm going to be the most hypocritical person you've ever met.
Perfect.
We all know in this room, I'm non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. I don't send my food back. I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would want you guys to tell me. If I was, exactly, I would, like, again, I don't think I'm that level of narcissism, so I would hear it, and maybe this friend of Amber's won't hear it, but don't you, if you've been friends with her since college, 10 years, 15, don't you owe that to her? Kind of?
I would want to try to, because I would want to keep that friendship, unless it is kind of a burden at that point.
It sounds like it is. And I'm telling you, I was in a really similar situation.
Like when it was like all the girls are getting together, you're like, is she coming? And you're just like, oh God, she's going to be there.
It was like you could only put off the plans for so long. And then you knew you needed to go to dinner, but you knew that dinner was going to go 3 hours and you said nothing about yourself.
What?
Yes, I'm telling you. Or you would
start, just sit there and just tell you about their life and they never, you can't reciprocate.
They don't ask about you.
I would start to explain a breakup and it would be like, oh yeah, I get it. Cause something in my life. I'm telling you, this is, I know this friend.
And you got out, you got away.
I don't think I did it right though.
Do you wish you told her?
I don't know. I hate it all.
I know.
Like, it's kind of like you escaped the prison or whatever. And now it's like, well, do you wish you talked to the guards? Or you're like, I don't know. I'm on the other side of it. I don't know.
All right. Well, Amber's got a toxic friend. It looks like she's going to get rid of her. But what does she owe her on the way out? Or should she try to fix it? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Amber, who's got a toxic friend, and I don't think... Like, for the first time, we have a consensus, right? This girl's got to go.
I think she's decided that, too.
But what do you owe a toxic person in your life? Like, if you didn't turn them toxic...
Especially one that didn't start as toxic.
If you grow away from one another, are you allowed to just go...
Are you allowed to keep growing that way?
Yes, and then just fade into the woodwork and... But, like... Or do you want to help this person? You were close at one point, and do you go, hey, you're kind of being a B.
Right. Can I read you an interesting text?
Absolutely.
This person says, I'm being ghosted by my former best friend of 30 years right now. Please have a conversation with her. I keep wishing that I knew exactly what happened to make my friend not want to be my friend anymore. And I wrote back and said, if it was something you didn't want to hear, do you think you would still hear it? And she was like, yes, because then I could not do it to someone else, even if I couldn't fix this.
It reminds me, my wife went through something very similar. One of her bridesmaids, who they were very close, and then all of a sudden, just...
And she'll never know why.
She started ghosting your wife?
Yeah, yeah. And my wife doesn't, to this day, has no idea. I've even, like, tried to talk to the dude, and be like, hey, like, what's going... And I know they know, but they don't say anything, and I don't know what happened. And it is, like, this big mystery.
It's not your wife.
Well, that's... Yeah.
No, your wife's like such an angel.
Which is even, I think it's stranger. It's like, well, then what happened? And I don't know.
It's so cruel.
It is unsatisfying.
Like, until you guys started saying this, I'm like, ghost her. Screw her. She's a narcissist. Screw her. But like, your wife is just floundering. That's so mean. You're just leaving her going.
And my wife reached out a couple times, just didn't get any response. And so now it's been years and we'll just never know. We've had to just accept that. I guess we'll never know what happened there.
That's the worst. Yeah. I actually recently had this happen. I don't know why. I got completely ghosted right about the time that I was moving here and I got engaged and the friend never reached out and said congrats. And I was like, wait, what? And I tried to talk about it and she was like, no, nothing's wrong.
And we like
she's just not ready to tell you.
Not spoken since the day I moved here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Leanna.
Yes.
Yeah. You have advice on this?
So this hits a nerve for me because I'm not a narcissist, but I have issues. Like my brain has, like I have some mental problems.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't understand me. And instead of trying to understand me and figure out what's going on, everybody just blows me off. And nobody ever has a conversation with me. Nobody ever tries to ask me, hey, what's going on? They just blow me off. And I'm telling you what, it hurts my feelings a lot. Wow. And with this gal, knowing this person for as long as she's known her, I think the respectful thing to do is to have a conversation. If she's not receptive to it,
then you can bounce, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Correct. But I truly, honestly feel you'll need to give a person a chance. If they don't want to listen to what you have to say, then so be it. But I've always wanted everybody to give me the opportunity. You know, I have issues.
Right.
And if you just give me a chance.
So do you think your friends don't know that you have these issues, or they just
don't care to work with them?
They don't care to work with them. Oh, they're just like,
I'm sorry.
You're just special. And, you know, at first they'll say, well, we love you because, and then everybody always does it.
Oh, and Anna, I'm sorry.
Nobody ever gives me an opportunity to explain or give me a chance to maybe change or stuff like that. Wow. So this gal may not be receptive, but I know if people would do that for me, I would be.
Yeah.
So wow. I think the respectful thing to do is to have a conversation.
Wow. Yeah. Leanna, seriously, thank you for the call and for the perspective. Appreciate it. We're all just assuming this girl's just a...
It's so easy
to just get one side. She's a narcissist, but it's like, what if she's going through some stuff?
Doesn't know that...
Right.
Yeah, maybe...
You're sending food back, you got...
What if that's just normal?
Yeah, or maybe she's overcompensating for something that she's struggling with. I never thought of that.
I am the most scorched earth, ghosty human being. I owe so many people apologies if this is the real way.
Leanna just changed your whole world.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I was going through some stuff and you just ghosted. It's like, yeah, because you were just, ugh. Mm-hmm. Candy?
Yes.
You've been through the same thing, right?
Yes, I have. In fact, I had a friend that we had been friends for years. And every conversation was about her. She related everything back to her. And I dropped a few hints kind of nicely along the way, kind of joking. And one night I texted her something about something bad my family was going through. And she compared it to something that was absolutely ridiculous. And like, so just not important, not horrible. And so I had to think about it for a little bit. And then I composed a nice, very nicely worded text. My husband helped me to make sure it was nice.
So ChatGPT is good for it. It takes some of the stank off of it.
Exactly. And I just told her, you know, honestly, I said, this instance is another instance of where it is about you. And in this case, it was about me. And I'm at a point in my life where my energy is very limited. And I think I need to take a break. You know, I don't hate you. I still love you. You're a friend of mine, but I just can't be the friend that you talk to all the time.
I love that because here's the deal. Like, thank you for the call, Candy. I know we ought to wrap this up, but it's like, you don't owe her anything.
But you're being the bigger person.
If you want to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to contact her for some notes. I have some texts.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.